HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch Podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Hey guys, how's it going? Have you ever thought about working with your partner? Given the great history of people I've dated, I shudder to think of the consequences, really. But I think a couple that can work together is one that really understands each other. After, okay, maybe a little bit of screaming, but eventually, you know, settles on what's for the better. And in that, fills in the gaps that the other person brings to the table very seamlessly. Maybe with a few bumps at first. And the food industry here has many such couples who've made their dream kitchens come alive along with their better halves. We got two such chef couples in HD Brunch Stars, chefs Hanisha Singh and Jamshed Pote of Platts in Delhi, and chef Avinash and Tiz of Cavatina in Goa, for a chat with food and lifestyle writer Rupali Dean. Listen on.
Good morning, Chef Avinash Martins and Tiz. A very, very warm welcome to the HT Brunch podcast.
Thank you, Rupali. And it's a pleasure for us.
Hi, guys. Hi, Jamshed. Hi, Hanisha. How are you?
Hi. How are you all doing?
Hi, Rupali.
So a very, very warm welcome to the HT Brunch podcast. And congratulations on being on the Chef Special Story in HT Brunch. So we are very, very
excited. Thank you so much.
And, you know, it's so exciting that I know both of you from long before, and you guys make such a wonderful couple. And I think a great team as well. So tell me something, how excited are you about your restaurant opening up?
Firstly, thank you so much for having us on. We're both equally excited to have this chat with you. And yes, finally glad to be plating up food and serveware again rather than boxes. So that's the most exciting bit.
I'm sure. And Jamshed, who cooks more, you or Hanisha?
Both of us are actually very hands-on in the kitchen. So we both, like, if we know we have like 10 things to do, we kind of try and divide it amongst each other. Hanisha does most of the bakery stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we still are very hands-on. So
even I think we more divide our work and time rather than who's cooking and who's not. It's like sometimes I end up coming in earlier and leaving earlier, and Jam stays on till much later because I usually go back to bedtime with my baby.
Oh, yeah. She's such a cutie. So tell me something in your restaurant. I mean, it's open now fully or?
Yeah, we are open with 50% occupancy right now.
Okay.
So we're open all through the day. We open at about 12:30 and we run. Right now we're allowed to run till about 10 p.m.
So the pandemic has been a burden for all our hospitality brothers and sisters who are in the field. It's challenging because we've had to stop operations. We've had to manage a few takeaways and challenges which takeaways come along in terms of how the food is presented, the temperature, the way it reaches the end customer. So it's been a challenging phase for us, Rupali.
I mean, do you think it was possible that you're waiting eagerly to start again because, and you sail through just because you work well together, Tiz and you?
Oh, yes. We can't wait to come back again in this time. We've had the lockdown. We've been working on new flavors, new concepts, new stories to, you know, add on to the menu. So we definitely can't wait to get back to, you know, welcoming the newer season, I would say.
How did you meet, both of you meet?
Yeah, so how did Avinash and I meet?
Yeah, I really am curious.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. I mean, we are running a restaurant now and we met at the restaurant, but more so a hotel, the Oberoi New Delhi.
Oh, so
yeah. So I got a transfer from the Oberoi Uday Vilas, and fortunately for me, I got transferred at or posted at Taipan, the specialty Chinese restaurant, which was at the Oberoi New Delhi. And that's where I met him.
Wow. And how long did it take for you guys to realize that, you know, you should be together, get married and open a restaurant together?
8 years.
And how old is your restaurant?
Restaurant is now about 7.
Oh, wow. So yes. It's like really raising up a baby.
Yes, it is. It's our first baby, actually. We call it our first baby. Inash's mind is always, he always has that thinking bulb always lit up any time of the day, even the night. I think sometimes I wake up and he's not in the bed and his tube is always working.
So his mind is always racing.
Always, always, yes.
So do you think you were able to survive the pandemic only because you gel so well and you're better together?
Definitely. I think the pandemic is something that no one was prepared for, but especially us, because we had opened just 4 months before this pandemic struck. So I think the way we adapted to the whole situation, I think that's what's been able to keep us afloat as of now. We never did deliveries earlier. We didn't encourage people to take back food also, to take away food also. We said, you know, our food tastes best when you eat it at the restaurant and stuff like that. And we had to completely adapt to a home delivery module. So that meant tweaking the menu a little bit, adding more delivery-friendly items to the menu. So being able to adapt like that. And obviously, when we are both partners in this business together, and we're partners in life as well. So when you have that kind of rapport where you got each other's back, it definitely becomes much easier.
Right. And are you expecting a lot of customers, or what do you think? What's going to happen?
I don't know. I think we have mixed feelings right now. We definitely want a lot of customers, but we want everyone to be safe as well.
But there's also some amount of fear at the end of the day for the team and us. And, you know, it's just like a catch-22 where you can't decide like what's right. But I think safety first, and eventually things will come back to what they will. But right now, I think we need to be happy with where we are, and hopefully everybody just stays safe.
And what all measures are you taking for COVID safety? I mean, I'm sure all of your staff will be vaccinated.
Yeah, yes. All the staff is currently vaccinated. All their first shots are done. Then the basic masks and sanitizing, we do regular checks. We actually have a testing cycle as well. And that's what happened. So a week before the lockdown was announced, the second lockdown, we actually shut operations completely. Because we did a whole round of testing with all our employees, and we figured that 2 people were asymptomatic. So immediately a week before the actual lockdown hit us, we shut all operations and, we isolated everyone so that there was, no spread of infection. And we thought, we'll keep the restaurant shut for a week, get everyone retested again, and then see what it is. But then within that week, the lockdown was announced and things had already become really bad. Yeah, but it's been difficult, mentally with both of us. It's been quite a challenge. We've always questioned, like, we waited 15 years to, I mean, obviously, this was a dream that we had ever since we started working. I think we were studying together in OCLT. It's been a dream ever since then, to have your own restaurant. Yeah, so the whole thing about, we waited 15 years. Did we have to do it this year only?
The year we did it, we were hit by a pandemic. So truly, in October, Platts would be 2 years old, but we've only been actually open for dine-in in 2 stints of 4.5 months and 3.5, 4 months only.
No, I'm sure you're gonna rock it. You're going to do really well in spite of all the hardships. What do you think?
Right now,
did you make any losses in the business yet, or you're okay with it?
So far, we have managed pretty well, and we really didn't have to put in anything. We were able to survive with deliveries. Actually, the fact that we kept upping our game in terms of doing exciting things on a weekly basis, our deliveries really took off.
I would like to know from both of you, what's the best thing about working with each other?
Yes, I'll take this question and ask Tiz also to join in probably. So we don't feel that we're working, first of all. It's such a lovely synergy, both of our energies coming together. And I think, Rupali, when we first met 8 years back, we wanted to do something of our own. And as Tiz rightly said, that Kavatina is our first baby. And our son Orion was born after a month later of our opening. So Tiz was so involved in the pre-opening, carrying a nine-month belly and climbing up stairs and chairs to clean up the restaurant. So however hard the task would be, I think it's a passion-driven project for us. And it will never be, you know, exhausting, or we never feel fatigued. We just love what we do. So I think that's the whole mantra of our game, right, Tiz?
When we're at work, we are very professional, and once we step out of the restaurant door, again, I mean, it's very personal. So we don't discuss work when we're out of the restaurant.
That must be difficult, but I think that's a fantastic idea. But do you guys ever fight at work?
Oh, yes, we do. We still have the same what we used to when we were much younger and when we started our career. So it's the same thing where the chefs and the restaurant managers don't get along. I think it still is sometimes here, but now since it's our own and it's very personal, we have to compromise somewhere. So that's why I said what happens in the restaurant stays here. We don't take it back home. We don't discuss work back home. Yeah, I think it works best that way.
So do you think having different concepts and creating new ideas always help?
Especially in times like this, I think it is. Because see, people are sitting at home, and you'll order from a restaurant once, you'll order twice, and then, you know, you're like, "Achha, we've already eaten there, and, you know, let's try a new place." So everyone wants something new and exciting, you know, because everyone's just sitting at home right now. So, you know, earlier, there were a lot of different things that came into play when you went out to eat in a restaurant. You know, there was the entire decor, the setting, the music, you know, the vibe of the restaurant. All that has come down to zero. So, like, literally, when you do deliveries, it's like everyone's at a level playing field, you know, because the food is coming home and your home is your restaurant. So I think, again, being creative with our delivery options, I think that really helped us.
So Avinash, I wanted to ask you, you've trained in some of the world's best restaurants. What is your biggest learning from there?
What I have learned from all over my travels is that every chef I've worked with, international, they've been very true to their ingredients. They've not been overpowering. They've understood the ingredient to the core. And I think that's what I've taken from all over. You know, they play with season, they play with fresh, they play with organic. And I think the cuisine is heading towards. It's not about getting the most expensive and flying it down from different corners of the world. I think it's cherishing your own backyard, your own farm, and making sure a lot of love and affection is put into it. And then how you present it, you know, in a minimalistic way that it won't take away from the original ingredient. That's what it's all about.
Right. And I remember you telling me about your farm and you're planning something there. I'm really looking forward to coming back to Goa and checking it out.
Oh, it's a dream project. It's a huge property, which I'm just touching a small patch of it at the moment. It's something which I want to grow, live, you know, harvest, have a lot of poultry, have a lot of cattle around, basically for milking and eggs and stuff like that. So that I know what I'm feeding them. I can give them the best of feed and then harvest the best of feed and out of them.
But thank you so much for your time. And I'm really excited about reading my story in HT Brunch. And I'm so glad that I got to do it, because I love plats and I think you are one of my favorite young chefs, a couple.
Thank you so much, Rupali. And so looking forward to having you all and the world back again at our restaurant and opening up a different showcase altogether this season.
Thank you. Bye, Tiz. Bye, Avinash. I'm really excited that you guys are going to, you know, start your restaurant again. And I'm sure it's going to do very, very well. All the best. And
thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
My first memory of sandwiches are buttered cheese ones my mom would pack for my school tiffins after I outgrew my love for jam. But she made these really amazing egg and cucumber ones for our overnight train trips from Delhi to the station closest to Darjeeling, which I've successfully tried to replicate quite recently. By the time Subway came around, it became a brainless go-to and still is. I can now say that I can spruce up a decent ham and cheese sandwich too with a sunny side up egg smashed in the middle, all crumbly and gooey. I never got and still haven't understood the fascination with chutney sandwiches. And how do I define a good sandwich? Well, something that's not cumbersome, easy on the stomach and can be shared with those around you, post-COVID of course. Here's what HT Branch columnist V. Sanghvi has to say about the dish.
So is a sandwich a mass dish and an expensive dish that we can all enjoy? Or is it a luxury dish? Well, in my view, a sandwich should be an egalitarian, democratic dish that all of us enjoy. And in fact, most sandwiches are. You take a ham and cheese sandwich, it's not actually expensive because you use cheap processed cheese, and the ham you use in sandwiches is sandwich ham, which is really not really ham, but bits of ham fused together to create a block from which you cut slices. So a ham and cheese sandwich, which is really the classic sandwich, according to me, is a nice, cheap, inexpensive sandwich that everyone can have. So it is with the classic Indian sandwiches. Chutney and cucumber, for me, is the terrific Indian sandwich. It doesn't cost much, but it is delicious. Sandwiches don't really have to cost much. On the other hand, we've now seen the rise of the luxury sandwich. One example would be the lobster roll, which is really no more than an excuse to take lobster, put mayo and maybe dill, a few things on it, and put it on a hot dog bun. That's a sandwich that costs money. Once upon a time, the smoked salmon sandwich was a really expensive sandwich because smoked salmon used to be expensive. Now, I have nothing against luxury sandwiches. If you've got the money, hey, spend it. But for me, a great sandwich is a sandwich that everyone can enjoy. A sandwich that unites the world, that's truly democratic. Because after all, that's the point of a sandwich.
We've all had at least one lockdown birthday. Most of us are staring at edition 2 of that soon. But this year, more at ease than the last. But that might be because my therapy is finally balanced and going the way it should. And also because I'm not jumping into a new decade amidst a new normal like I did last year. September 2020, as I turned 30, I swear I felt my stomach turn. More like churn. It felt like a ticking bomb had silently gone off somewhere. The need for perfection and planning in Virgos is too much for the impatient selves to handle, and for me, it really didn't help things. Forget celebrations, I was shuddering at the thought of ordering in a cake. The best part about any birthday. Enough about me. Here's what HT Branch columnist Rehana Munir has to say about stepping into her 40s amidst the pandemic.
It's bad enough to be living between waves of COVID and trying to keep up with the latest lockdown rules and vaccination updates and the state of your friends and other people you care about. But some of us have even greater worries. I, for instance, I'm turning 40 later this month, and it's worse than I ever expected. It's so difficult to be nonchalant about anything these days. Everything requires planning and commitment. And for about a year now, various friends have celebrated their 40th birthdays. And I'm in a state of mild panic as to what might be expected of me. Or worse, what others feel they are expected to do to make this a memorable occasion, despite all the obvious constraints. So there's something about humans and numbers, you know. We get all excited about multiples of five. And 40 has traditionally been the marker for the end of youth, as it were. I personally feel it's a year when you have to submit to the fact that you're actually unequivocally a grown-up. There are no two ways about it. If your 30s are about settling in your career, relationships, and city, then I suppose the 40s leave you with more time to develop a relationship with yourself. Or that's what I'm telling myself. Like most others, I'm living in denial. I don't feel 40, and if I use kajal and hair color cleverly, I feel I don't look it either. And that's a good start. I'm running and eating muesli for breakfast, and I feel that should preserve my eternal youth. It's another thing that I've taken to listening to Hindustani classical music during my afternoon naps, which have just, you know, they're not negotiable anymore. An afternoon nap is an absolute given. I'm not going to admit to it in public any more than I have right now. But this week's column looks at the prospect of turning 40 in lockdown. It's sort of a bittersweet feeling. These landmarks are to be celebrated, and I hope you enjoy reading it. Bye.
Okay, I'm super excited about this one because Delhi and Mumbai-based singer-songwriter and actor and HT Branch Sunday debater Nisa Shetty's new single, 6 in the Morning, is exactly what you would want to listen to even at 6 in the morning. And I'm totally not a morning person. Please do go check out the video also where Nisa shows off her acting skills along with her partner and actor Vidyut Gadge. Till then, hope you enjoyed this performance.
Hi everyone, this is Nisa Shetty. I'm a singer, songwriter and actor. And please enjoy my latest single, 6 in the Morning. This is a sweet, sexy love song about being naughty. So enjoy.
Have a great Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HD Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HD Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HD Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.